All right, what's going on, everybody, and welcome to an episode of the Hit Stick Podcast. Happy Friday night or Saturday morning, depending on when you're getting around to listen to this or when we get it posted. We're just going to run down a little state of the league, go over some topics about the first half of the season 50. Kind of talk about Madden as a whole, some of the new features if we like them, gameplay, everything like that. We got Bracket, Guac, Van, and Grizz with me on here. Gents, how we doing today?
Good,
Tonight.
sir. How are you? That go?
Oh
It's been
man,
a
it's I'm just happy we're playing again, man.
Yeah,
We're
right? No kidding. It's
what, week 9? Is that
yeah.
we're in?
I mean, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. I'm not even mad about long advances. I'm like, hey, we're still playing. Shut up.
Yeah, I wish, I wish they would add back the practice mode. So you could at
Oh,
least
yeah.
run some stuff with your team while you're waiting, but I guess this is officially the halfway point of the season because there's 18 weeks now, right?
Yep.
So we'll see. See, the first 2 seasons are always like extra fun because there's more. There's different there are sneaky users or people struggle to learn the game. You still have your traditional guys, but it's a little bit different. Guys, can catch people off guard. But let's go ahead and get into this. Let's start with the big focus of Madden 22, the reason we had to sit and wait for so long, months and months and months, while to play. But let's talk scouting update. Van, let's start with you. We just kind of talked about it a little bit, but let's start with you. Underwhelmed, overwhelmed. Where do you kind of happy with it? Where do you sit with the scouting update?
Well, I mean, I think I speak for a lot of people when I say I'm fucking confused. Like, I don't understand how point A gets to point B, gets to point C, which equals somebody that you want to look at. I mean, like I said to you guys earlier, I have no scouts in defensive end, none, and he's my highest percentage. So I don't know how that works. And I think you said something today about everyone sees the same information. I have no idea what that's about.
Yeah,
But
if you
yeah.
have a guy at 40% and I have the same guy at 40%, we see the exact same
Oh,
ratings.
so
So
you don't
it's
get a
not like,
different letter.
yeah,
Yeah.
nope, but we see the same stuff.
Okay, so yeah, that's crappy. I mean, I think
Yeah.
I hated getting like 4.35 and then having a 91 speed. I hated that. So never mind this, where you have no idea what the fuck is going on.
Bracket, what about you? Where do you kind of stand on this?
I just.
Yeah.
Actually choose the leaders of the watch. I don't know. A lot that makes me fine too,
Which
I
that
thought.
that's supposedly that's coming, and we're able to go, visit three people or, focus players and then, pre-draft visits and stuff, but it's not enough. You don't get to find out enough about, because what if you're drafting eighth and you go and you fully unlock five people and those five people all get drafted?
That's exactly what I was
Then
thinking.
you're drafting someone that you don't have fully scouted. That's just absolutely, like, it's crazy. At the eighth pick, you should have at least 10
Right.
people.
Totally agree. Yeah, that's a big problem of not of being all in or out. You know what I mean? Like your top 10 guys are going to know who they're drafting. Everyone else is fucking blind.
We're gonna add Jared in here too while we're doing this on the fly. I just opened up a spot, Grizz, if you want to invite him. Yeah, Guac, where do you stand on this, man? Kind
I
of
think
same
it's
boat as
unfinished
us.
product. Yeah. I think it's unfinished product, and I think it could be a lot better than it is. I think in a couple years, if they continue to keep it in the game, it's going to be freaking awesome because they're going to fine-tune it and make it easier to use. But as of right now, like Van said, it's so fucking confusing. And I think it's really, really, really weird.
It is weird.
It's definitely an unfinished product, I think. I think they kind of
Yeah.
rushed it. I think they rushed it because, they had a lot of heat on them. They kept pushing it back, pushing it back, pushing it back, and it's really, you can tell that it's not finished. It's kind of shitty.
What's going on, Jared? How you feeling?
I love the pity invite, guys. Thank you.
I thought you'd be busy, man. And you just beat me, so I'm gonna have you on the podcast.
Mr. Fucking first place.
We're talking scouting update and how we're kind of feeling about it. We're about to go to Grizz, Mr. Three First Round Picks here. Chris, how are you feeling? How are you feeling going into the first draft with the new scouting updated with three picks?
I think they did a terrible job, but honestly, Jared and I just did our first draft earlier today, just messing with it.
Yeah.
And through no fault of Madden, I think it's going to make our drafts a little more spicy because, like you guys have been saying, there's just less information out there. And you really have to work hard for the scouting. You can't just sign in the day before and, like, spam X or A or whatever it was on all the players. So it's like you're gonna be going in with just less info in general. So, I mean, in a way, that could just make better players drop, you know, for the people that do their homework or the people that get lucky.
That's what I was thinking, too, yeah.
But it also could be miserable for someone at the top, like you said. So it's going to be interesting to see how it shakes out, to be honest.
Jared, what did you notice doing the draft earlier today? How were the overalls looking? A lot of hidden devs. What do you think?
I like how it's usually the first round projected people are usually all hidden devs. So that's kind of nice. So you're almost guaranteed to hit on that. I will say, if you don't have a board ready, you might not get to make most of your picks because that clock's going to go fast and it takes a lot of time to click A, scroll through, see the skills and stuff. Like, you might have a board ready. So,
you can't even see their age on the board.
Yeah, dude, that's what's crazy. Like, they gave you less information. It's crazy.
So there was two questions that I had about it when we were going through and we like looked through skill trees on coaches and stuff. There's a thing that says talent has a question mark. And we couldn't figure out how to see any of the stuff for talent. It didn't have anything to do with scouts. It didn't have anything to do with the trees or anything. They just all had question marks on talent grade. So we were like, no idea what that
interesting.
Is.
Interesting. I bet you they were probably supposed to take it fucking off the screen. I bet you it's not even supposed to be there.
And if anybody's like curious and hasn't done it yet, that one that we did between me and Grizz, that is on the Twitch stream. So it just says practice draft, so you can see what it looks like.
Whose Twitch was it?
I think it was Jared's.
I'm all over that.
My biggest issue, it was just a really lazy job. Like under the player notes where they clearly tell you what traits the guy has. You could at least have like three different notes that could mean tight spiral, or like every quarterback you scroll through has like, oh, throws a really good ball or whatever. Like, you could at least get somewhat creative so it actually feels like, you know, each player is a little different or something like that. Or like
throws total ducks.
Yeah, but something like I don't know. It's definitely built for like a single player franchise, I think. But I don't know, if you log in and, you know, aggressively attacks the football, it's like, okay, these 15 receivers have aggressive catch. Like, I don't know. I think it was just lazily done. But I think making, you know, they could make up for it if you do have a lot of hidden devs, and I think that'll be cool.
Every safety, to your point, every safety has big hitter on there.
Yeah. It's
good luck figuring out who actually gets it in the draft, which we tried so many things to figure it's out crazy. Big hitter, and like a dude with 78 hit power will get the actual trait and a dude with like 88 will get
I hate that.
It's just, I don't know, it like, but I think what Grizz said though, like it could make it interesting, but we also could see really good players falling to the guys who are making the playoffs. Because and I'm like, the mock draft, how much do you put into guys moving up the mock draft? If a guy falls, does that mean he's a red tail? Like, I don't know. We're just going to have to figure it out. And this first draft will be a big test, I guess. So
I feel sorry for the guys that have like the first three picks first draft.
I mean, honestly, you probably just go for fastest corner or like whatever coverage.
You mean Grizz will do that. Grizz will do that. Dude,
if you can see a B cover, like, yeah, and it says great to elite speed, you're still going to get a good fucking player. So like, whatever. All right, let's switch it up here. Then we'll move on to our next topic. We're going to do a little contender pretender segment with some of the teams we have throughout the league that are doing pretty well so far. Some are a little shocking. Some, you know, we'll see. We're going to start here. Van, we'll have you go first. We're going to start with the Jets. is Brapp a contender or is he a pretender?
I think he's a contender in his. I think he's a contender in the division, but the loss to Heath was. What do you want me to?
We're talking contender for to make a deep playoff run. And yeah. Like has a chance for a Super Bowl kind of thing.
No, not Brapp. No, I wouldn't call him a pretender. But yeah, if you're going to put it in that context, yeah, for sure. The loss to Heath really knocks him back, in my opinion, right there.
All right, Bracket, Glock, what about you guys? Where are you at with Brapp?
Pretender for sure. Feeding off what Van said. I mean, I think he's proven that he can compete. But like you said, a deep playoff run, I don't think so. I don't think he can hang with the Dogs.
Yeah, I agree.
Grizz?
He can compete for sure.
He was the most interesting one on the list. Two wins against the Pats already, Falcons win. And then, like Van said, a loss against the Colts. But then he beat the Broncos and the Titans. So I really have no idea what's going on with the Jets.
Yeah, those are two big wins there. And AFC, I mean, those are teams he'd have to beat.
And he's got a shitty roster.
Yeah. That'll be interesting, too. Jared, where are you at? He beat you.
Yeah, and I know it's a little biased, but honestly, like, with the upgrades and stuff going on, like, how he beat me was he man-pressed his corners because they're super fast on my wide receivers, and he got pressure quick. So I think that, like, the top people in the AFC are going to have a lot of issues.
Yeah, maybe we can get that threshold changed in this podcast a little bit. I don't know.
Nope, threshold is working. Exactly how I want it. All right, let's go Broncos. Jared, we're going to leave you out of this one because you are the Broncos. The Broncos are 7-2. Grizz, where are you at with the Broncos?
You know, I'm a little too close to the subject. but no, they smashed the Ravens and they beat Dallas. I mean, Dallas isn't that good, but they beat them. And then lost pretty big to the Jets. And he lost by one to the Jags, so I will say contender.
It's a tough schedule, though. I mean, it went over the Steelers, went over the Raiders, beat the Browns, beat Boone. The only bad team on there is the football team.
And they're real bad.
And the Giants, J-Mo's trash. but yeah, I mean that's. But Jared's rallied off what six in a row, six in a row. Yeah, I don't know. Guac, where are you at? Are the Jared and the Broncos contender?
I think he's a contender. I he's so fun to watch, man. And in a division that I didn't think he was going to succeed in. You know, Wings is washed up right now. VBD isn't looking too good either. I think he could win the division. He can play the big boys in the playoffs. I think it's going to be pretty exciting.
Jared had the run with the Jets, two cycles ago or whatever it was, and then didn't get to even play his playoff game. So this could be his redemption story, man.
That was actually really cool.
Bracket, where are you at with Jared?
But if he's going to be a
The playoffs become a different battle than regular season games, that's for sure. Van, what about you? Pretender, contender?
No, Jared's my guy, man. He's a contender all day. I miss being in his division. He's a ton of fun to play. Our game was awesome. It was back and forth. The thing with our games, he either beats me by 50 or I beat him by a whole bunch. So it's not, but he's a contender for sure.
All right. Well, we'll stick with in the same family there. And we'll move to the Chiefs. Jared, we'll start with you. Is Sean your That's brother? Andrew, okay.
He's Chad.
It is funny because when the team draft went down, everyone's instantly like, oh, Wings wins the division, VBD gets second, Smith Brothers fight for third, fourth.
That's hilarious, man. That's
and
so
here
funny.
We are. You know, it's early, obviously, still, but you can definitely tell you and your brother, you can tell J-Mo, you can tell Grizz, you guys have all been played the game, you know, a lot. Where you can definitely tell what some people are still trying to figure out how the game works, the timing of passing and everything's like that.
You throw me in the list.
I don't know. Yeah, you. I know you've played a lot. You just
ultimate team has nothing to do with it.
Route timing and different things where you can see how the DB moves.
I can throw streaks in ultimate team.
You can throw streaks.
Wait, don't you have a quarterback that's 55 overall though?
Dude,
Felipe, man, he's killing it.
What a name.
Ian Book.
Ian Book's tearing it up too. So we got Grizz, you're a pretender on Chiefs.
Oh yeah. Big pretender.
Oh yeah. So we got two there. Bracket. What do we got for Shaw?
I think Shaw.
His losses were who? Regan in a shootout. And JMO. Oof.
Yeah.
Need I say more?
Yeah. Big up. It is, you know, it's, I'm happy our speed threshold's where it's at when you see the league leaders and you see Tyreek and Mecole Hardman both at the top, and then you just imagine how bad it could have been.
And he just blasted the Packers with Chad Henne doing the same stuff with Tyreek Hill, so it's like it didn't even matter.
Yeah, I'm still undecided on the quarterback, if quarterbacks matter or not. We were saying that before we started.
I think the receivers matter more for the quarterback.
It all comes down to decision making at quarterback. I feel like you're going to get a couple errant throws with whatever overall quarterback you have in there. It just, does the errant throw happen when it's a wide open touchdown? Does it happen and it go right to the defender for intercept? I don't know. It's all decision making. Well, you guys just said it. Van, I think you're the last one. Contender, pretender for Chiefs.
That's a tough one. I'm going to have to wait on that one. I think his offense is all roster for sure, but then you look, you know, he's working Chris Jones pretty good, getting that pressure. I thought he'd struggle on defense, and he's not. So I can't say he's all roster when he's played well on defense, so I'm going to have to hold off on that one.
He's got some big wins. He beat the Titans, struggled with the Bills, struggled with the Eagles, beat the Chargers, beat the Browns.
Who hasn't he's got beat a, the fucking Browns?
He's got a tough schedule, though. Still has to play all the division and the Broncos twice. Those will be two fun matchups.
Yeah, Jared versus Big Smith will be a fucking good one.
Yeah, we'll have to get a broadcast on that one. Yep, 100%.
Times.
let's go. We got two more here, two NFC teams. Let's go with the Packers. 6-3. I believe he started 6-0, and he's on a 3-game losing streak. Van, where are you at?
Absolute pretender, man. Yeah, pretender.
Pretender. He's lost three of the last four.
Right. I was worried. I was thinking, I was watching him at the beginning when he took off, and he was like, hadn't lost yet, but he hasn't. His last three losses are super concerning.
Hey, he lost a fucking bracket.
He did by 22. Bracket, you just played him then. How do you feel?
You've got two elite
corners. Yeah, it
looks a beast. I can't believe that Jalen Smith walked. He's not like physically.
Yeah, 87 speed, 91 hit power, big hitter trait. He's nasty.
I was curious about that too. I thought it was an accident when Guac hit me up and was like, hey, or it might have been Bracken, one of you hit me up. And I was like, I can't imagine.
Did he release him to free agency?
Yes, yeah, sir. I picked him up.
Who did? Who's talking right now? Who picked him up?
I Guac. Picked him up. Guacky. Who I picked him up and I was like, dude, I wasn't. Yeah.
What were you like just waiting in the free agency, refreshing every 10 seconds?
Also, no,
nah,
dude,
bro.
Right before we got our roster, he got traded, and Madden knocked him from a 77 to a 71, which is a huge drop.
He left Dallas.
If you get traded, it fucks with your overall rating.
if you leave Dallas, that's the
Dallas. Yeah, if you leave Dallas, right? That's
exactly what it is. But he's still – it's almost like they just dropped his awareness and just kept all of his attributes where they were at, you know?
He's a beast. He's a beast.
Yeah, he's a monster, bro.
Yeah. So that's,
you got him beside Bobby Wagner?
I traded Bobby Wagner.
Oh, you did? Yeah, sorry. Yeah, my bad.
So yeah, we got Nyree. We're saying Nyree's a pretender. I think Nyree will he'll be interesting to watch as we go on in the cycle, though. I think he does make the playoffs this year, though. I'm looking at the schedule.
The Lions, the 0-9 Bengals in Washington.
Yeah,
it doesn't bode well. Yeah, and the losses are big losses.
Yeah, I think for back-to-back 42-point games where he's given up 42. He played Tosh close 16-6, which is going to be his competition really all cycle long. Not a Forsman? No, they played. It was a rainy, gross one. Yeah.
If we have time at the end of the podcast, I'd love to talk about that rainy playoff -8 speed thing.
Yeah, we can go over that too.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
Let's get to our last one. Our last one is Brackett and the Cardinals. Guac, you can start.
I think he could be a contender. He's got the roster to be a contender. I think he needs to keep his head a little bit lower than it is. He's getting a little too cocky, and I think that's where it's going to kill him. He's going to go into the game with this big dick energy and get his shit kicked in. pardon my language. I'm talking about you going any game. You're going to go in against somebody and you're going to have this big dick energy and you're just going to get your shit kicked in. Specifically, I'm talking about a game against Riot where he texts me. He's like, dude, I'm going to bust the brakes off Riot now.
Hey, Brackett, you do get like that, dude. You do. You definitely. I liked you better when you were losing, man. A lot better.
Chris, what do you got with Brackett and the Cardinals?
Honestly, I had him contender before this segment, and I'm regretting my parlay now because I'm looking at the schedule. We got one win against a team with a winning record, and that was the Packers, who we just said are phonies.
Because I was just looking at the record. This week will tell, or this next week will tell us a lot, watching you match up with Brian. I would love to see you win because I think it just would be awesome.
It would piss Brian off so much.
Oh, yeah. Because
Brian wakes up pissed off. Let's just get that out of the way right now.
True. Jared, what about you? Is Brackett a contender?
With that roster, that trade for Greedy Williams and then getting him to superstar, so he's got two stud corners.
Like, dude, he got plus 11 man in one freaking week.
What the fuck?
That's what I got last Madden. And we turned down the slider, so I don't understand how that works.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, he had a scenario.
Yeah, but still.
What, how many? Five?
Well, no, he had like the beginning of the season scenario, you know, where he got like plus 5 man out the jump. And then he had a, you know, dev scenario that went over 2 games.
Like, what is that?
See, that'll be interesting to see how often that happens.
I have seen that happen, though.
Every team except for me got that preseason mentor player bullshit. I didn't get one either. And everyone's like, oh, who's your mentor guy? And I'm like, I didn't get one. And they're like, oh, what? I'm like, what is this?
You could add mine.
Yeah, who's yours?
Josh White. He's like 26.
You know, before we move on from Brackett, I want to say, like, the last time when you used to play Brackett before, you'd be like, oh man, good game, man. That was fucked. Threw too many interceptions. Fuck this game. And now he's like winning, and I haven't beat him since this version came out, and he sent me a list of tips. I'm telling you right now, that's the fucking difference between Brackett with the Ravens and Brackett now. He's a mentor now. He is a Madden mentor.
That's awesome.
Like, these are the things I'd like you to work on before our next
I would like you to improve yourself so I don't waste my fucking time. That's what it says. That's what it said. Dude, you wasted an hour of my life. I will get back.
You were so upset. I was just trying to help.
Dude, when am I not upset? Like, fuck.
Brian Jr. Oh god. All right, let's slide along here. Overall gameplay thoughts so far. Grizz, let's start with you. Anything you're feeling about it? Positive, negative, what do you got? It's very broad. Whatever, we can move on to someone else too. You can think about it.
I don't know. It's I like it. It's good enough. You know, I wish everything worked. I just wish stuff worked. Like,
you know what? You guys, you're starting a 59 overall quarterback. How can we even ask you?
Yeah, I mean, Hurts cost me some games, so I had to do something. And but then Hurts last game was like money, so I really don't know what's going on. I don't know what to think. But the gameplay is pretty cool. It seems pretty good. I like the sacks, where the sacks are at. I wish every interception wasn't housed, but I don't know what they can do about that. Or every throw wasn't like a completion or interception. But it's not bad. It's fun.
Defensive touchdowns are like through the roof. What, Stephon Gilmore for Van has 5 already. 5 defensive touchdowns.
Holy shit. I didn't know that. Yeah,
1, 2, 3, 4 players that have 3 touchdowns already on defense.
That's more than my offense, man.
That's what I was going to say, dude.
That's my offense.
It's almost like nobody, I don't know. I think it's when you throw interceptions, they're the goal line ones that the corner jumps or whatever, and there's just no one, or a flat route or whatever it is. But it just,
They're covering flats now, like, really aggressively when you throw it.
Well, they react to everything.
Ward has 5. Ward has 5. Gilmore's got 6. Delpit has 5, and Johnson has 5.
They all have more picks than your team has wins.
That's it. Yep, that's the way it goes. I'm a. You know what the worst part about that is? It's like I have the best team. What's his name? Hammer, like, 88 overall. Let's get this over with. And it was 47-41. I was like, fuck.
What about you, Van? Where are you at as far as gameplay or anything you see in the stats?
I like the gameplay, actually. It's grown on me like a ton. I can't get the running game down, but I love where it's going. I love the possibilities of it. I think the aggressive cornerbacks are great. I think it's just going to take us some time, like it does every cycle. We always see a lot of interceptions the first year. But I like where it is, man. I think it's good. I think there's not a lot of repetitiveness. I guess it's because it's only in our first season and everyone hasn't found out what works yet. But I like it where it is right now.
Brackett, where are you at on all this? Yeah. The volleyball INTs are back for sure.
Yeah, that's fair. I hate the QB sack ones where the ball just comes fluttering out.
One step at a time, though, because last year it just followed on their helmet for about 20 yards down the field.
That's it is, I mean, I would like to see, I've said it a million times, and Grizz just said it too, the ball is allowed to not be caught by anyone, and I wish Madden would take that into consideration, and I would love to adjust our interception slider and bring it down, but then the problem would be the wide open when your DB is about to catch bounces off his hands and he drops it, you know, and then he catches the 15 time tipped one and gets his both feet inbound, you know, like they'll do it the wrong way and it'll just lead to even more frustration for people. But I would love to be able to lower the slider or turn up the pass breakups or something, because that's the biggest issue. And I think we see less passes deflected because they got rid of animation, so you don't even get the animation pass breakup. In the middle of a catch kind of thing. So I don't know. Jared, what about you, Jared?
I haven't got to test it out in a whole bunch of games yet, but the weather, like Van was saying, I enjoy how different the gameplay is in weather games.
Yeah.
So I don't necessarily like the -5 or -8 speed and stuff like that, but the ball, you can tell the ball flies out of the hand different. Like, if you're not paying attention, you're definitely going to miss the kick. Like, so there's a lot of things. I like the weather adjustments to it. But I like how defense actually does break on the ball this year.
Yeah.
That's a big thing. I'm still trying to figure out, like, you, when you said the 45 overall hit power causing fumbles, it's like, yeah. I don't understand what's happening with that either. And then I got my guy that's got 91. He hasn't caused one this year. But Bryce Callahan. Right.
Totally, man.
Bryce Callahan out here causing fumbles all over the place.
So it just goes back to the typical, like, I want ratings to matter. I'm okay with, like, one-off. Please. I'm okay with one-offs. Like, if Pat Surtain comes up and lays a hit stick and he makes my guy fumble once, like, yeah. And it's like Philip Dorsett. Like, yeah, for sure that can happen. But if it's, like, every time a shitty – like, the hit stick has to make sense, just like everything else. I mean, the biggest thing for me is the – it'll always be the offensive and defensive line interaction, because it does ruin – it can ruin run games where all of a sudden you can't run because there's an instant shot in your face every time. Or, like, you just don't know if you can trust your offensive line to hold the block. It just, I don't know. That there needs to be something fixed with that, or to actually create a real pocket, like, that you can step up into.
Because what do you guys think of the running game? Like, it's the running game seems really
I love it. I've noticed when you set your – like, if you set it to outside run, they do give you a little better blocking outside. And then I try to switch it at halftime to, like, inside run, because then everyone else probably focuses on outside run. And then you just hit it, then all of a sudden you're inside.
And then you're just stuck.
Well, then it doesn't work.
Because you got to mix up your play calls. So you're supposed to run inside, but you get no blocking on the inside. So you take a block at one point.
Yeah. Pollard does not run inside. Come on.
Pollard did. He's been hot, man. Me and Jared had like 400 rushing yards between the two of us in our game against each other.
It was like that makes me so jealous. I have 400 yards in the year.
Yeah,
I can't run at all.
He broke a 70-yard touchdown, and I broke an 80-yard touchdown, and it was just. I don't know. It was a wild one. I think the run game's in a. I like the feel of it. I just you got to kind of be able to rely on your blocking, and it does. It just goes back to, I wish offensive line mattered a little bit more, because I've noticed zero difference in Zach Martin pulling or whoever I have at my right guard now pulling. So I don't know. And then the other thing, I think one thing the whole league needs to work on is the deep dropbacks and the immediately fading off to the side or backpedaling 15 yards with your quarterback. Because it already, I don't know, it all of a sudden your slant from the right side of the field becomes a corner route on the left side of the field, and that's not what it's designed for, and coverage is not designed in Madden to stop that in any way. So I would like to see people stand still more, I guess, but we'll see how that goes. Anything else gameplay-wise you guys think of, or XFL gameplay-wise?
What do you think of the AI pass rush?
Yeah, pass rush. What pass rush?
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure I wasn't out to lunch. I traded for Brian Burns. Fuck.
I think it's better than last year's AI pass rush.
Yeah, it's like when you get it, it's just because you're using the DT and you push them into your defensive end.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but yeah, I mean, that's better than last year.
Yeah. It just, because pass rush is such a crucial part of, like, a real football game. And I would love for it to be something other than instant shed. Oh, didn't get the instant shed. Like, that's literally what the difference is right now. Either you, or if they're controlling a defensive back, then you know you have longer to throw. And, like, I don't know. Like, man, if you have Myles Garrett and Brian Burns, you should be able to use your linebacker, and they just have a field day.
Right, Hargrave up the middle too.
Dude, I built that whole defensive line for pressure,
and now they just sit there and watch.
Yeah, they do, and you know, I got a bunch of toads at linebacker.
But it's so weird because, like, I have 20 sacks, which I saw as like high up there, but I have no interceptions. You think we'd get some fucking picks off our
Dude, that's what I had too. I have like no picks.
Give me the picks.
That's Please. What I want too.
Who do you got a corner, Nick? Besides
I got dogs at corner. I got my rookie. I got fucking somebody else. I don't even know.
I mean, Jared's good for two.
Diggs is good. He not as good as he should be. Madden wise, or attribute wise. I think he's like 90 speed.
Yeah, but, you got him one too early. Next year he's gonna be.
Yeah, yep. But him and Kelvin Joseph together are like a 21 and 22 year old. They'll be sweet for the whole cycle.
Not a 250 XP a week, they won't.
Yeah, dude, I'm getting a ton of upgrades. I don't like people are saying they're not getting. I'm getting a ton of upgrades every week.
What talking about? Oh, yeah. I got four chips this year in total.
Your entire team's already 99. So
yeah, I'm still getting upgrades. It's similar to that. You gotta. I mean, development is key again. The dev trade. If you are normal dev, you're done. But you just have to remember, in the grand scheme of things, we're not going to see 95 overall players. So if you can get your 71 overall rookie corner to an 84, that's going to be a really good starter in the XFL. It's just, you have to retrain your mindset. There's obviously still going to be some receivers that get up there and some running backs that get up there. But I'll be curious to see how many, once the offseason awards hit, that'll be interesting to see.
I'm one chip away from getting that extra XP guy in my
What were you saying, Jared?
Sorry, Jared. I'm
curious to see how free agency turns and looks, because now it's harder to get rid of. Like, I got Bryce Callahan, he's up, but he's an 88 overall cornerback right now.
Yeah.
And it's like, do I sign him? And because I don't know what's going to be out there, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to dev somebody, or do I let him?
Dude, free agent's going to be barren, especially if we get our speed going. There's going to be nothing out there. Because think of, like, dudes coming off rookie deals that were still Devin on rosters last year, even if you weren't focusing them or spotlight or whatever you call it.
Yeah.
The free agents that hit the market, like the EAGN free agents that go to the market now, are going to be so bad, dude. It's going to be...
These first two, the first two off seasons, if you have cap space, you're in an awesome spot, because 90% of the league does not, and we're going to have like 65% of the league way over the cap because no one knows what's going on with the rookie reserve and stuff. Like, if you have cap space, you'll be one of like five teams that gets to actually sign somebody in free agents and not have to cut your whole roster.
I think Fletcher and Darius Slay are going to make so much that I won't even be able to, like, sign anybody. I don't even think I can keep Clowney safely, so I'll just let him walk.
I got Njoku's gone. Yeah, Njoku's gone.
Letting so many people walk just to – and then cutting three or four more just so I can sign my rookies and still be $15 million over. I'm still over. It's just – it's wild. Even after trading Gallup, trading LVE, trading all the guys I had to sign, it's going to be an interesting offseason. And none of my sims and tests were with two first round picks either. So who knows what the rookie reserve is actually going to look like there.
But what's your cap hit look like?
Right now I have $24 million, but I know if I don't do anything my roster right now at the start of next season, it flips to from positive 24 to negative 24. Because, dude, Dak's contract goes from 17 to 34. Tyron Smith goes from 17. Zeke goes from 6 to 18. Every player on mine, because they're all real life contracts, doubles and triples.
So did Madden do that, or is that like, because I know Chubbs does that?
Madden contracts and real life contracts are all different. The more real life contracts you have, the more you're fucked.
Well, because Chubb goes the same thing. He's like $5 million and then 16.
Yeah, he gets his real life extension.
Yeah,
which is not good.
Garrett makes more than Pat Mahomes.
Yeah, but you got the Browns are in a spot though where you're young and you can let all those guys go or trade all those guys off if you wanted to. But
I got to figure out what I'm going to do at quarterback.
Let's you got Darnold, you're good. Let's go team to watch out for in the second half of the season. They may have been struggling this first half of the season. One. All right, Grizz, let's start with you then.
It's gonna be the Colts.
He just
beat the Jets, but here's the real thing. People are gonna start cashing in their forced losses, they're done, they're over it, they're tired of the season, they're like, they're 0-8 like the Eagles. And here come the Colts, baby. They don't have their first. We're going to take all those force wins right down the road into like a 10-6 season. And I'll get to draft like 25. We got the 0-7 Patriots coming down the pipe. We got the 3-4 Raiders. We got it's not looking good. 2-6 Texans, the 3-5 Bills. They're about to rattle some wins off.
Colts might be sneaking in the playoffs.
Heard it here first.
Paris Campbell, Scotty Miller, and Calvin Ridley is a pretty sweet receiving core.
Cam Newton.
Yeah, that's Cam played really well in the game I watched today, though.
I thought he cut him.
No, he's still rocking him
right off the bat, and like seeing what you had with him.
I think so too. Eason kind of is nice for a 63 overall.
And that's all you need.
92 throw power is like fourth highest in the league.
It truly is. Absolutely. It is. Yeah, dude, I'm flexing 81. I'm flexing 88 over here.
81 short accuracy too.
Yeah. Yep. Doesn't sail as many drags. Van, what about you? Who's the team to watch in the second half of the season?
Wings.
Oh, well, you took the easy route here.
Oh yeah, sorry. Okay.
That's easy.
That's all right. Go for it.
No, yeah, Wings. I mean, obviously that was a real shocker when I went in and I was going to put up a loss, and I didn't feel so bad because then he beat Regan after. I thought, okay, maybe that win meant something, but yeah, I think he's going to turn that around.
Yeah, the switch from Herbert to Taysom Hill.
That's a move no one understands.
Let's talk about that.
I think it's because he says Herbert's release is slow.
Yeah. Is it?
Which I don't know. It's traditional five.
Traditional two or five, yeah. I looked at it.
Like, that just tanks his value, though.
Well, dude, that was the thing. He was, like, asking from people who are in trade talks with him that I've talked to, he was asking for a lot for him. And, like, yeah, it's one thing if you're getting a Justin Herbert who's a 95 overall superstar dev, but this is 84 overall Justin Herbert at star dev.
That so Colin like Kaepernick was rated better.
Yeah, yeah. When you're asking for multiple first-round picks or a good young player, it's hard to give up that for a quarterback that someone clearly doesn't want for some reason. You know, that's like – it's kind of a red flag. And now we don't know if quarterbacks matter. Like, I don't know.
It's crazy.
Someone will make a trade for him. Yeah, I think so, right?
Traditional five is the one – like last year when people ranked him and stuff, that was always the bottom one. That was the one that was like supposed to be too slow and you got sacked. So maybe there really is something to that.
But that's the problem though. If you don't use Herbert, at least to develop Herbert right now, you lose all your trade, like the trade value. I would at least continue using him to try to get him, you know, as high as possible if I wanted to trade him. Because it's not like Taysom Hill is going to get, you know, he's 31 years old. So I don't know. That's an interesting one. But I don't know. Guac, what about you? Who's the team to watch? The Seahawks?
I think the Raiders are going to come back. That same division. I think that once VVD gets a taste for like how this game works, I think he's going to be dominant in that division. I think once Sean's roster stops carrying the dubs, I think it could get a little interesting in that division. Once Wings figures it out, that division is going to be really, really, really fun.
That's four tough users that I think we'll see a lot of the time with, you know, four teams over 500, if that's possible. But that'll be fun to watch. Brackett, what about you? Who's the team to watch the second half?
Kevin?
Should we go to Jared?
Welfare check.
He's just sitting on the couch, mute.
You're good. We'll go to Jared while you figure it out. Jared, do you have somebody in mind?
So it's contingent on two things, and it's the Bills.
Oh,
Rob, dear God, look at your deep outside receivers. Pride was so not scared of you throwing it deep outside that you had about seven times wide open, just a player that was ready for a touchdown, and he tried to throw the drag when he was clearly playing zero everything. Like, look outside and go deep, man. I'm telling you, you do that and it changes the game because you played Sean really tight and you honestly played Pride pretty tight.
Yeah.
It didn't get out of hand until close to the end, but you had shots that you just didn't take because you were sitting there looking short over the middle, and you could tell Pride had no fear. His corners were at the line and didn't get off of the line of scrimmage waiting for Jags to come across.
That Bills secondary is one of the better secondaries in the league for sure.
Yeah. That defense, he's good. Like, honestly, he was pretty impressive on the D-line. While I was watching it, I was like, yo, he's getting pressure. He's getting in there. Like, you just got to be more efficient. Stop looking at the draft.
So, fun fact about Rob. Rob did not know how the pass rush moves worked. All last cycle, he didn't know either. So, he was not using the joystick. He was clicking A, what? I believe. Yeah, what? All cycle.
That's like Boone not scouting.
When I sent him, I was like, wait, you don't use the joystick at all? And he goes, no. And I was like, dude, those are all the pass rush moves. And so now, right after his first game, he texts me or he messaged me and goes, hey, thanks for the tip. This is really easy now.
Especially with Ed Oliver.
Yeah, well, now you got Ed Oliver, you got that the fast rookie out of Miami.
Maybe Russo can finally get star dev now.
Yeah, so hopefully that helps Rob's pass rush move. So Jared noticed it, so Rob's on the right track.
He was in the backfield like every play. I'm telling you, if he just looks deep on outside the tight end, he will be fine. He will be a tough out.
All right, so that division is for the taking right now. He beat the Dolphins twice.
He swept him. Yeah, that's crazy.
Rob's kind of in that. And the Patriots, he should beat the Patriots twice. So there's four. Yeah, so we'll see what happens. That'll be interesting. Do we get everybody? Oh, bracket, you got your team? Who do we got? And don't say the Washington football team.
Oof. I don't think anybody's thinking that. Uh-oh.
Okay.
He's 6-3.
He's pretty strong right now.
He's first in the fucking division.
Yeah, what?
He's going to come on stronger. Okay.
That would be all stronger. Right. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Such all a right. Regan thing to do.
I think Jack's really going to turn it around.
Boss is looking to make a comeback.
Jack's going to make a move.
Tosh might watch get it out. Together as well.
Yeah, yeah. Tosh better pull his head out of his ass.
Yeah, it'll be interesting though. There's a Van. Nobody picked you, man. You're sitting at what?
Thank three? God, dude. I'm terrible. I'm terrible. I can't get it together. Like, I can't get it together, man. I cannot. I don't know what the fuck's going on. I'm 32nd in defense, and I have, like, all that. Like, what the fuck, man? Like, it's super embarrassing. Honestly, it is. Like,
that's funny. When I looked at your team, offense ranked 12, though. I would much rather be playing like that, and then defense ranked 32. I'm, like, 30 and 32, so.
I like the bend and break philosophy.
Dude, trust me, being able to score at least is way better than just being out there, three and outs or an instant pick.
Bracket, can you compile just a specific defensive list of tips for Van?
Yeah, could you just could you just DM all the people you beat?
Don't trade Greedy Williams.
Don't trade.
You did. You're my therapist.
What would be worse? What would be worse if after you lose to someone, they send you a list of tips on how you can be better, or the line where they say, "Oh man, you should have beat me that game. You're getting better."
Yeah. I got all the bounces.
That's who it is.
Yeah. Madden really fucked you, bro.
They gave me a list to work on. And for next game. I don't know.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Don't waste my time next week.
Chris, that's where you hit him with the GFY.
The old Stanley.
Yeah, Stanley Jean Baptiste.
That's where the Boone comes in play. Because after games, Boone doesn't message you. You're like, all right, cool, game's over. And you don't even have to worry about a good game. It's just a walk away.
No, what you got to do with Boone is you just watch his stream after to see what he thinks.
You know,
yeah, and then he shit talks you.
His ass is sitting on his stream talking to his four viewers like, oh, man, that motherfucker, instead of message me back, good game.
We good. All right, we good. Here we go.
Dude, watching him play the Chiefs, I watched him in the Chiefs one, and that was so good. God, he got another deep ball. What the fuck are we doing out there?
Does Brian still mic?
The Angry Whisper?
Yeah, does he still? Because there's
I think one of his football kids found his old Twitch or something. And
Yeah, because he said some definitely cancellation type terms.
What week did Regan play Sean Smith? Was that week two or something?
Three or four.
Week two or three.
Regan posted like in staff chat, like, yeah, Tyreek Hill's fast or something. And like me and J-Mo were like, no shit, dude. Or he's like, why is Tyreek Hill beating me deep every play? And we're like, because it's fucking Tyreek Hill, dude. Like, it was just like the dumbest statement about how Tyreek was the fast receiver or something. And I'm like, you freaking Hollywood Brown, dude. Do it right back.
It's realistic, too, because that's how Marlon Humphrey really plays. He's just out there.
Yeah.
That was great. That was great the other day when Nick was ripping Marlon Humphrey, but Marlon Humphrey in real life was getting burned at the same time.
Yeah.
That was great. That was awesome.
Dude, when I put that little list together of those graphics of like top 10 defensive backs in the XFL, like when I thought we were starting and then we didn't start for 3 months, Regan was all, you have Marlon Humphrey at 7? What the hell is this? And like, I was literally just going off Madden coverages, but now I'm going to go back and take him off the top 10 because he's not even good.
Get him out of there.
This most explosive players was pretty accurate. It was pretty spot on.
You got Pete Cole on there?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I did.
Because
it was spot on.
The Chiefs? Because Tosh was the Chiefs last year? Or no?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, correct.
And he didn't really even use – I think he traded Tyreek Goff, didn't really use the Chiefs like you'd think someone would use the Chiefs. And then the cycle before that was Sean, which we knew how that was with Sean. It was Sean White. Those are just
before that it was Zeth.
Yeah, so we never really have had someone like a good user. Well, Tosh's a good user, but like use the Chiefs the way the Chiefs are supposed to go. And now you know I think we're seeing how Tyreek and Hardman are just two of the four fastest players in the game. Man.
And then he's got the nice thing is he does run the ball and he will throw it short. So when he beat me 38-31. And I was playing everything deep, obviously. And he was just taking what I was giving him, and he killed me. It just drove me nuts.
Oh, I took Hardman off that list. He was on it, and I took him off and put Kyle Pitts on.
Oh, well, the first one.
It's not a bad pick either. Pitts,
I did.
Pitts outruns Darius Slay.
Lamar, Tyreek, Raheem Mozart, Henry Ruggs, Jalen Waddle, Kyler, Hollywood Brown, Justin Fields, DK Metcalf.
Can we just agree real quick, while I have you all here, can we agree to publicly shame Brackett if he trades Kyler Murray?
I just want to hear Nick talk about this.
Week one, I would have given you any three players on my roster for Kyler Murray. I was so mad I didn't take the Cardinals. Now I won't because
– Yeah, right. I know you – said you were going to take
and
it's not easy. Him being that short in this Madden, it does change
the launch angle.
Yes, it changes a lot. I've tried it.
Hey, Brackett's playing fucking great, though. I've never seen him play. I've never seen Brackett play this good before. I'll tell you that right now.
Talk about how Frank and Minshew have higher carrying than Hurts.
I'm going to send him some tips.
Who has higher carrying than Hurts?
Minshew and Franks. What the fuck? Hurts is like 50th in quarterbacks. That's what he does. He runs the ball.
He's been pretty 86 throw power too. He's been pretty disrespected.
That's accurate. I've changed my mind on that. He should have 82 throw power.
86 is like, oh man.
86 is very generous for Hurts. He sucks.
He doesn't throw screen passes.
He actually does in real life.
The disrespectful thing is Minshew sitting on the bench with that flow.
With that lettuce.
We'll see him. I'm about to be on my program where as soon as you throw a bad throw, you're on the bench. The next guy's up.
You've been doing that for 5 cycles in a row.
No, I just started doing that last cycle. And it's not like a pick is a bad throw. I'm talking about when you're standing in a clean pocket and you miss a wide open guy, that's a bad throw.
Dude, Mac Jones could be caught with child porn and he wouldn't be yanked in New England. You got to have that kind of attitude, man. Just stick with the guy.
What does that do for you in Madden?
It's loyalty, bro. It's loyalty.
Some games when they miss one, you just see the writing on the wall. You're like, yep, it's one of those games. I'm pulling it. Do you have Adrian Peterson last game?
Yeah, he's pretty good. But last game, dude, Frank Smith one throw put in Hurts. Hurts was money.
Frank is his name. Frank Smith, really?
No, Felipe Frank.
Frank.
Okay. Frank
from Florida. Well, I think he transferred out of Florida because he lost his job to Trask.
I saw that you'd made a trade for him. You actually went out and sought this athletic performer.
Oh yeah.
He was not somebody you found on a practice squad. You actually
90 throw powers, like fifth highest in the league.
Right?
Yeah. I needed to test that throw power. Throw power definitely matters, but it's not.
I think it matters more than last cycle. It had no effect at all. But
yeah, of course, this cycle I get Hurts, and now it matters. I'm so sick of this shit.
There's never been laughing emojis on a trade until then.
And then I got 3 first, and now we don't allow development in our league. So it's just a really good time. I'm having a blast.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Dude, and this quarterback class is fucking dumb, dude.
At least you have a fun division to be in.
Oh, sure. Ooh. That's what they told me.
The commissioner's division.
Finn, what did you say you wanted to talk about? Oh, the weather thing.
Yeah, can we talk about that? Games. Now, I just caught a brief glance. I thought I saw what it was. Yeah,
I didn't know it was a thing. The temp thing by your player's picture when they like when you're going to play an outdoor game or some shit.
Yeah.
What was the minus eight
speed thing?
Yeah, so it was an outdoor game in the snow.
Yep.
And yeah, the guy was -8 speed. And then so you get certain things that go up, like break tackle went up 4 or something, but like which I think is cool.
So does the running back lose speed too?
Everybody.
Okay. So everybody you just make the game slower. You just make the game much less fun.
Yeah, but it's a
lot. Everybody's moving slow. It doesn't really matter, right?
With the home team. The home team, in this case, it was the Broncos playing outside in a home playoff game. They should be used to playing outside more, and they got knocked more speed than the Indianapolis Colts did, who plays inside.
Yeah, that's fair.
And was traveling, but I'd like to see it, you know, make some type of sense, you know.
Because like, I just find -4, but -8 seems a little.
Oh, crazy. Dude, yeah, Javonte Williams is the 80 speed. All of
yeah, let's. he rolls up in a wheelchair. I'm like, okay, let's go.
Javonte, you're playing fullback this week, bro. Like,
that's just. I haven't seen that.
No, but I had something. I think against Jared. What was I at home? Maybe it wasn't you. Was I home against you? Yeah.
Yeah, we had that stupid ass fucking flashing bullshit in your stadium.
Dude, his stadium's still broken.
That's what
But I think it's my game because it's happened on the road too.
Does it just flash on like XPs?
No, I've noticed it's like halfway through the game, all of a sudden strobe lights light off in the stadium.
That's Jerry Jones.
Dude, it was rough. It's hard to watch.
It's happened in almost all my games. It's happened in almost all my games, home or away. So it's something with my, like the Cowboys or me or something.
They did say earlier this year, I know it was a Mutt thing, that the Cowboys jerseys were glitched. Like the Cowboy uniform stuff was glitched. So I don't know if they patched it and it made it like that. But
I'm telling you, every game I played so far, it's done that. So it has to be something.
Just reinstall and enter as a coach
again. It messes up my freaking screenshots.
Just try to tell everybody, don't let you wear white uniforms.
Oh, dude, I hate that.
I message every opponent. I'm like, hey, I'm actually wearing my blue, even though they have you set with your colored ones, because the Cowboys do it backwards. Oh, it's so annoying.
It's terrible.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm wearing green there. That's how it is.
I'm green and blue. I'm giving you strobe
green
lights.
Green versus blue. Yeah.
Strobe lights every game. Coming at you. I hope I'm used to it now, so I'm all for it. I'll win the Super Bowl because no one.
That's part of your momentum thing.
Yeah.
Home field advantage.
Yep. Who do we got? Who do we got in the conference championships?
Cowboys, Panthers.
Oh, you gave Brian a nod. Oh, really? My God. Brian,
what are you doing?
Big B. AFC.
AFC, I'd go Regan. And then whoever. Oof.
Regan just told me earlier he hasn't even played anyone yet. Like anyone. Tough.
Oh, Regan. Yeah. No, Regan.
Hey, he's going to turn it around. He's turning it around.
The Ravens have too many Madden freaks though, man. Like I'm going him. Oh, I'm going Regan, and then I'm going with the winner of
Pride.
The AFC West. So I think it'll be one of the Smith brothers. I don't know who
BBD.
It'll be. I think it'll be Jared. I think it'll be Jared or Sean. Whoever.
Yeah,
whoever
yeah. Jared's got a good shot. I think that's a good Jared and Regan.
But I think Drew's definitely good.
Yeah, but you know Tannehill's got to bite him in the fucking ass.
Hold on, what'd you say, Jared? You blocked
out. So the problem with the Broncos and the Chiefs and the playoffs is every game is going to be bad weather. So if it's a home field advantage there, it's completely a toss up because I've played in a I just simmed it all the way through, like force wind all the games to like get the Broncos and the Chiefs and a bunch of other teams the home field advantage throughout the playoffs. And every game, the Chiefs and the Broncos is bad weather.
That's so what that somebody was saying. Somebody was saying in any outdoor stadium, it was pretty much terrible weather in every game.
Well, yeah, that probably helps Jared against Sean because the rain kept me in it with Sean. Mahomes missed just as many as my quarterback did. So that'll probably slow Mahomes down a little bit for Jared. So I would take the Broncos if it's poopy weather.
Friday night had 17-mile-an-hour wind the other night.
Dude, so I do like that we're seeing higher winds. Like, they actually affect the game.
That's true. We used to never have any, really.
The highest we get is, like, 6. And now, all of a sudden, Riot, there's somebody kicked off, and it went to, like, the 40-yard line. And they're like, that was a full meter. And it was like, oh. But
I promise we didn't scum kick you there.
Yeah.
Our game, unless it was recent. Because I was like, this person's going to think I'm, like, doing the shitty kicks.
Yeah. It's something.
Barely missed their fullback.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's definitely something to keep in mind when you're playing your opponent. But, I mean, that's a game changer. You can, with the way it affects the kicks, you should be able to kick like a 70-yard field goal if you have 16-mile-an-hour wind at your back.
Well, and if you're not paying attention, those simple PATs that you just click A on.
Yeah.
To the left or the right.
Hit the hot dog vendor in the fucking back.
Oh, boy. Anyone else before we get out of here have a Super Bowl or playoff predictions? I don't think the Cowboys are going. I think it'll be the Bears and Panthers, but I just had to say myself. Go ahead. Anyone else?
I'm gonna go Riot.
What?
I'm just
yeah, I got Packers Saints.
Yeah.
And then I got Colts and Bills.
versus Niners and Eagles. Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
I'm already eliminated. I think.
Okay. Speaking of turning it around, that's my vote.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Cruz goes from 0-7 to 10-7.
93 points scored. Like Sean can get that in one fucking half.
Oh God, it's season one, man. We're making our way through it. It'll be a fun to see how it goes and how it ends up. Season one always provides an interesting Super Bowl champ, but usually it's the best user with the best roster. That's usually how it goes. Stack roster.
Yeah, that's not happening.
We don't know.
Be Jack.
That would be well, yeah. The Bucks roster is stupid, man.
Jack's gonna make a run here. He's gonna turn it around.
The guac reaction to that every time kills me.
Watch out for Jack. He's a sleeper.
Yeah, but that wasn't the question, Kevin. No, that wasn't the question. You should have answered Regan. The question was who's gonna turn it around?
Who just took a shit? Did someone just take a shit?
Hey, mind your fucking business.
Hey, you can mute that for crying out loud.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, everyone, for hopping on here with me. Thanks, everyone, for listening. If you made it this far, we are done. We're going to end this with the toilet flushing. And thanks for listening, fellas. We are out. See you guys.